E. Carice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews at thehbcuba.com and ashaw at thehbcuba.com. And let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024 at the Doolittle Community Center. Visit hbcuba.com to get your tickets now and let the excitement begin.
Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com. Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com. Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com.
Boom.
Imagine if eyelashes. Got rid of the eyelashes. Women would go crazy. They'd be like, we can't come out in filters. What if filters would go out? What are you doing? Turn this shit up. This is March Madness.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
It's about to be that.
Man,
whatever that
was, tired.
Should have got drunk last night.
Hey,
there's something in the sky for. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up, you know the NASA. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga. Gone, let them have it. Like the March Madness, all these cops shooting a nigga tragic. I'm the one to live in lavish, like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want for the bitch that might have made me fuck her, even though she average. Dirty money
in the cook. What up?
We in the building.
March Madness, this motherfucker.
Our weather is bipolar. It's been summer, winter, spring in the last 2 weeks. Summer, winter, spring. We forgot the fall. If you come in here, we gon' drop y'all off. Nigga, then you call. Better call Saul. And our homie Paul. Biological.
What's up, everybody? You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host,
Q-Man. Tech, tech, what up? We in the building. Tragic gonna hold you down.
Hey, shout out to my homie C4.
Shout out to C4 at the work looking like the green mal ass nigga.
Let that man make his money.
I need to borrow like 1,600 cents. And then I'm gonna repent.
What's up, y'all?
Let me put this motherfucker Lopes track on.
We gotta catch everybody up on this March Madness. We got madness in March already.
And the weather is the biggest part of the madness. We don't know what it's gonna be outside. Snowing, raining,
we already had some upsets.
Upsets coming fast in the men. Because the men bracket is what we ain't paying attention to that much. We about the women. We always doing it for the ladies, but not the ladies who like to be combative and talk crazy to
them.
Those
are not ladies.
Those aren't ladies. Those are what we call bimps. We talking about women who be like
real ladies. It's the attitude, baby.
LeBron James' wife. She a good example. What her name?
What's Savannah. Good, Miyashi?
Hey.
Kidnoy, what's up, ladies?
What up, y'all? We in the building. Full wheel in.
Let's get this thing started.
We got that ghost, not the nigga from Power. We talking about
the Boss nigga. Lady, bring me that.
Yeah, we be up. Yeah.
Where's it at? Never mind, I got it. I'm tripping.
Boop! I thought you was talking about the phone. She be trying to not have us have no callers. She hating.
Boss Lady,
hey, Boss Lady be hating on us, y'all, because we Niner fans.
No. He's a Niner fan. I get into this thing, y'all. March Madness. We got Madness in March. We got some upsets. Already.
Early upsets. First
I gotta round. I gotta go to Kentucky, bro. I gotta go to Kentucky first. And Kentucky, they kind of like my squad.
That's kind of your squad?
Kind of my squad. Of course, I'm Bama all day, but Kentucky, my other, you know.
Yeah, I get it. You got two teams like
bruh. That. Bruh. John Calipari, you probably about to lose your job, bro.
You think so? I heard what he
said. Probably not.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard what he said.
What he said makes sense, but he made an excuse, too. Because he said, oh, it's different. Things are different than they used to be. Right. That's true. Man. You got to adapt. You got these young niggas. You need to get some older players in the portal to collab with the young players so they can have some experience and some youth and athleticism. It don't work the way you used to do it with Anthony Davis. He had Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah.
It ain't working like that.
All them fools. Cat, all
yeah,
them fools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't working like that no more. You got to adapt, coach. Now, I understand you care about the players and you're showing them, you're trying to mentor them and care about their families, get their families out of the hood. I understand all that. That's all great. It's actually all greater. But to keep your job, you got to win, too. You can't just care about the kids.
Right.
Because their daddies ain't around. Nah, I'm just joking.
Kentucky got a damn history, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Calipari ain't getting no scrubs.
Right.
But they not coming to get right.
They one and done.
And 19. He gets you in the league.
Yeah, that's what he mean when he say, help your families out. He give you all money.
He get him in the league. But it's like, this is again where he got knocked out when he was probably supposed to make it to the Final Four. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you're right. But why do you think that they lost? Do you think it's coaching? Do you think he can't coach no more? Do you think it's chemistry? Do you think it's youth? Do you think it's they don't play together long enough?
What
do you
Oakland think wanted it more, seemed like. I watched that game. Oakland wanted that shit more.
So is that coaching? Motivation? Is that what inspiration?
I don't think he got a problem with that because I think he can do that.
I agree. I don't think it's that problem.
I don't think it's that because he's always
I think
that.
It's youth.
I think it's youth also, and it's we Kentucky. You know what I'm saying?
And that.
We
that
Kentucky.
Entitlement and youth. Like,
right.
No, you guys go out here and play. Just because you Kentucky, your name is your name. But yes. Your name is
the
based
name on
off
your
winning
back, something else.
Before. Exactly. So, yeah, I agree with that. It's youth and we Kentucky. You know, some people just had it like, oh, it's me. No, you better come here to fight. Otherwise, you gonna get knocked up, gal.
Your boy hit 10 threes.
10 of them.
I can't even say his name.
Me neither.
I don't know what it's like. I don't want to
disrespect. I don't like their name being Oakland, and they ain't from California.
Oakland Golden Bears.
Where they from? Michigan?
It's Oakland, ain't it?
Where? Austin?
Oakland.
No. It ain't the Oakland that we know. That's what I was saying. They tell me it was like Oakland, Michigan or some shit.
Fine, Iggy.
Oakland. I said, he ain't even know it's Oakland.
Anybody know where that shit at?
He tied Freddie Banks' record for 10 threes in the tournament?
He got 10 threes, bro.
Damn, Steph didn't never hit 10 in the tournament?
I think he had 8.
Steph. Shit like that. Yeah, Steph, Freddie's greater than you. Ah. Y'all have a shootout. let Freddie and your daddy have a shootout. And we going with Freddie. Because he came up here. Fuck your daddy, nigga. See your mama up here, though.
See your mama.
Oh, your sister. What's his sister name? I don't even know the name. I'm just saying shit. I don't know his sister.
What are you about?
His sister with somebody, Austin Reeves or somebody. Them, all these light skin. Yeah. They got a type. That nigga daddy got a type. Steph type looked like his mama.
Bro.
His daddy looked like him. This shit crazy.
Kentucky, they gone.
Kentucky's out of here.
You couldn't find it? .062 brackets remain perfect after that loss.
.062.
Because everybody had
less than. That's less than. That's crazy. That's what y'all get for everybody jumping on the bandwagon. It's just like all you niggas wearing Jordans. Y'all stop. All y'all got to change
shoes. And
y'all
LeBron fans, stop.
And no, nobody wear LeBrons. Take that shit off, boss lady.
Nevada Wolfpack. I'm going to get y'all too.
Reno.
Y'all up 17, dog.
Hey, that's Reno. That ain't the same as UNLV.
It ain't the same. That's why I'm getting at them.
That's them white girls in. But
you
still lost, like you said.
26 wins this season.
Bente Sess.
26.
Bente Sess.
And you lose in the first round?
Hey, maybe they didn't have a heart either. Sometimes you ain't got the heart.
Oh, my God.
And that shit shows.
And clearly they didn't, because they was up 17, bro.
17 going into what quarter?
Two of them.
I mean, what half? What half?
Second half.
17 up in the second half, and they lost.
And they came back and they won that bitch.
Hey, well, that's what happens when you're in Reno. Nobody know. Only thing people know is Las Vegas. We don't even say we from Nevada. People from Las Vegas never say we from Nevada. Like California people be like, I'm from Cali. Nigga, you from San Bernardino. Are you from Barstow? We be saying Las Vegas. That's the city and the state. We the city and the state. Nevada is up there by Ely. So that's what happens when you say your team is Nevada. You get your ass whooped.
We got another SEC team. South Carolina took a L.
Hey,
and they was up.
Yeah, but they probably have girls with big booties.
SEC teams, they had whacked up too.
Hey, that's because SEC ain't shit.
Shut your ass up. It's basketball.
Who won the championship in football? ACC, Pac-10, Big Ten.
Yeah.
All right, so that means the SEC is.
That shit was set up for Harbaugh. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, Harbaugh.
We're going to get back to South Carolina. South Carolina, you got high. First off, you got Dunn standing on the other side of the court. High her ass, high the coach both of those teams. How about that? Right. She about to go undefeated and win the national championship.
Right.
Why not let her do both?
She might do better than the coach. I don't know his name, but.
Clearly, he ain't. He's out already.
Hey, how you get out? They need to practice.
You a six seed.
They need to practice against the women. They probably be better. Women be playing basketball lately better than the men. Well, the college women.
You a 6 seed. You lost to 11 seed.
Some of the NBA women. WNBA women. Yeah, they shouldn't have lost.
And they lost by 14.
Damn. That ain't just a loss. That's a whooping.
They got their ass beat. Fucking Oregon.
Y'all got whooped by Oregon in basketball? Y'all got beat by Oregon in basketball?
By Oregon, bro.
The Ducks?
BY. Yes, the Ducks. They didn't even know they had a team, huh?
Hell no. Damn.
BYU took a L. Number 60 upset by 11 seed, Duquesne. First ever win since 1969.
Damn. 69 was when they had Woodstock. They was having free sex and basketball.
And free weed.
Free weed and sex.
Now we got to pay for that shit.
And we got to pay for sex. The women don't. They want to have sex with each other.
$40? No. You an idiot.
Hey, but 60, that was their first win since 1969, bro.
That was their first tournament win since 1969.
That's like 55 years, bro.
Right.
That's crazy. That's the same age as Jay-Z.
BYU got the most first-round tournament losses ever. 31 of them motherfuckers.
Damn. That's a bad stat to have. Hey, BYU, I don't really give a fuck about y'all. Only then Steve Young went there. But y'all probably doing some wild shit anyway. Who did?
Zach.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all lost.
You know he was cutting their head off of Delboy.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. He definitely was. But it's going to be interesting to see who wins this tourney meet.
Oh, I got
who
two more. Tourney.
Who you got?
I got two more. Hold up. I got two more. Two more SEC teams. That's some bullshit. LSU. Hold up. Y'all in the NIT. You got not that first, but you in the NIT.
The LSU didn't even make it to the
dance. Tournament. You went to the little school there, and you still lost in the first round.
That's crazy.
Trash.
They should let the women play.
LSU fans, don't talk to me ever again.
LSU
they
fans.
Lost too, because this is what happened. Some of them teams that was on the bubble, they didn't make it to the tournament, right? Mm-hmm. Like St. John's and Providence and all them cats. They didn't go to the NIT. They said, fuck it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
North Texas got put in because them cats said, fuck it. And they beat LSU.
Damn, that's crazy. So LSU is going to lose anyway to St. John's or Providence
and
or somebody.
And they won the team that got mad.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What'd they get mad for? Because they didn't make it?
Right.
See, when you get mad, that's the problem with y'all. You can't get mad at something and then go somewhere that you should win and lose. Like Florida State did.
Right.
Y'all can't do that shit. Don't be talking crazy.
The committee got them. The committee did the same thing. I ain't saying they did the Florida State, but some of these teams. This is some of the teams that was out. St. John's, Oklahoma, Pittsburgh, Memphis, Ole Miss, and Indiana. And some of them teams had 23 wins.
Yeah, that is crazy. So how did they determine it?
I don't know. I guess momentum or whatever, but they didn't let them teams in. It seemed like a lot of big.
They need to have
the Catholic schools being kicked out, kind of. And they get pissed off. And, you know, they don't like Patino.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's, you ain't got 25, 27 wins. You ain't in. And he has St. John's now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
He that might 20, be what it is.
21, man. 22 wins, I think.
Yeah.
And he didn't get in. I'm like, that's crazy. I thought he was going to be in.
Yeah, that might
but
be.
But they know he can damn near win that shit.
Yeah, they know.
Patino, like, fucking, I ain't playing for no NIT title. You know
what I'm saying? He's like, fuck that.
All right, man. Said that. Pitt said, fuck it. Penny Hart, he got fired. But Memphis said, fuck it. Indiana said, fuck it.
Damn.
And a lot of the teams had 20 wins and they didn't make it. Auburn Tigers, I got to get y'all, bro. Y'all lost to Yale.
Yale.
Like, scream Yale.
How y'all lose to Yale? You know they had all white boys on the court.
You just won SEC. You just won the whole SEC. You beat Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, LSU, South Carolina, all them teams. Then you lose to Yale. Woof!
Hey, what's going
on? I'm talking to you.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on if they lost to Yale?
SEC, bro. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 teams out already.
In SEC?
SEC. Kentucky. South Carolina, LSU, and Auburn.
Damn. Well, looks like the SEC is stands for suck.
So whoever left Alabama is just y'all.
Extra.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Alabama, y'all gonna get y'all ass whooped.
Coach Oates, come on, bro. Take it to the Final Four.
Yeah, if you get to the Final Four, I'm gonna give you some props. But until then, fuck Bama.
You a hater. UNLV.
UNLV.
They won their game.
We rep UNLV.
They're the NIT. You're not in the tournament conference. You better win it at least.
I agree. I was supposed to go to a couple games. My boy was like, I got tickets. I was tired.
Let's get to your question. Who you got winning it?
Yeah, who you got?
I had Kentucky.
who you had them playing against?
I had them playing North Carolina. Now I think North Carolina going to win it all.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with you. I think North Carolina going to win it.
Even though I don't think they deserve a number one because they lost. But they are – it's hard to put them a number two because they're better than all the number twos.
Do you think – I want to know how them niggas gauge the shit.
Oh, yeah. True. I want to know how they gauge it all.
North Carolina's been a staple.
These are the ones. We didn't take the ones first. These are the one seeds. UConn is the number one top overall seed.
UConn.
And they got the hardest bracket. Crazy. I'm going to get to that.
That don't make
it's
sense.
It's UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina, number ones. Number two is Alva State, Marquette, Tennessee, Arizona. All of them rolled out yesterday. Threes, Illinois, Kentucky out, Creighton, and Baylor. Fours, Auburn, who's out, Duke, Kansas, Alabama, four seeds.
Fuck Duke.
UConn is in the East. Iowa State, Illinois, where Auburn was over there. So they got one, two, three, four seeds as in Illinois and Iowa State, all in that damn. And I think they want UConn to lose. Why would you do that?
It seemed like they want them to lose.
Right. Again,
usually like, don't the number on top overall seed get the easiest bracket? Supposedly.
They usually get the easiest bracket.
Yeah.
They like must if want they them changed to lose. It up this year.
Or they want them to prove it. Hey, y'all number and overall seed, let's see. I kind of like it. Fuck it. Let's see what they do.
These are the last four in. Well, these are the last four out, the ones I named. Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Indiana State, and Pitt are the last four out. Those are the ones that say no. Oklahoma and Indiana say fuck that. And Pitt. They ain't going to NIT. The last four in, Boise State, Virginia, who lost. Colorado and Colorado State made it. All of them won. Just the rest of them won yesterday. Virginia lost in the first four to somebody. I forgot who it was. Grambling? No. Grambling. Give a shout out to Grambling. They first ever NC tournament win.
Shout out to Grambling, yeah. We need to get y'all. That's a good job.
88-81 overtime to Montana State.
Now y'all got to go beat somebody else that's better than that.
Go to the Final Four.
Because Montana State.
They started. Come on. Oh, damn it. They started 2-10 on the season.
Shit. They who? Grambling?
Grambling. And they won
it. They came back and.
Yes. And they made it to the tournament and they won a game.
Yeah, that's good. Starting 2-10 is like, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Motherfucker. And the music went.
It's been more St. Mary's College. I ain't forgot about y'all.
St. Mary's.
They took that air lab. Remember that last game you watching?
Yeah.
They lost.
For real?
Yeah.
Two.
Shit, I forgot what he lost to. Let me see. St. Mary's.
Is there a saint named Mary? Or is she? How do you say woman know. Saint? Saintess.
I don't know.
Saintess Mary.
Can't find it.
St. Mary's, we was watching that shit.
We watched that when we was at the bar last night.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember who they played.
Right.
I can't remember. I was winning.
Grand Canyon. That's who it was.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. 12 seed.
They lost to Grand Canyon.
They lost to Grand Canyon. 75-66. GCU Antelopes in the house.
Hey, shout out to Grand Canyon for beating St. Mary's. Y'all you get, motherfuckers.
You say you got UNC?
I got North Carolina. That was my team back in the day that I used to watch in college outside of UNLV, obviously.
Let's move on to some NFL. Everybody,
some of my players went there.
Last week, it's been a week since we've been up here. Justin Fields traded to the Steelers for a 6-round pick. Remember we talking about that?
Yep. Nate said it.
Yep.
Nate called that shit. He's like, I think the Steelers.
The Steelers?
I was like, what the Raiders? But
I thought the Raiders were going to do something.
But in, look, that's what I heard from inside information. I don't know if it's true or not. Call it cock sources. The Bears wanted a first round, and the Raiders was trying to negotiate. They didn't want to give up first, which I don't know why. But
why?
Everybody else, all the quarterbacks started going to different teams, and teams got filled up. So then the Bears had to panic because they was wanting too much, and they had to take a third. What they get, a third, fourth?
Nah, six.
Damn, they got six. See?
Six-round pick.
And they got a six. But I also heard that they asked Justin where he wanted to go, and he said he didn't want to go because the Raiders got the old Bears offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go fuck with him. And the offensive coordinator, I don't think, liked Justin.
Right.
So yeah, that might match. Be a big reason why he didn't come.
Okay.
Why they didn't get him, I mean.
What about Russell Wilson?
What about him?
The Raiders.
Oh. I think they was gunning for a young quarterback, but they should have went for him because they
it's
got a young
$1 million,
and they got a young quarterback.
Okay, just for real, let's talk about this real quick. We on Russell Wilson right now. We gonna get Justin Fields in a second.
Uh huh.
The Steelers got him for a steal for 1.2.
Right.
Up them to $4 million.
Right.
$2 million. $2.5 million. To come over here.
Right.
If you don't pan out, we still getting a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. This is what I think.
Or use Russell Wilson in a trade to get him to move up.
how far you think they're going to move up with Russell Wilson, though?
If you sign
Russell Wilson. The three teams ain't moving.
Check it. If you don't know that.
I don't believe it.
Sign Russell Wilson. Hold up. Sign Russell Wilson, right? You sign Russell Wilson to $4 million. Put him in a trade package and give him to Washington. And I'll pay his fucking, I'll pay the $4 million. Give me your fucking pick.
If you would you do that if you wanted?
I would do that if I wanted. I want Daniels. I want Daniels.
No, I'm talking about if you was Washington.
Yes. I want your first round pick and I want Russell Wilson.
Hold on. So you're saying the Raiders should have did that and offered that to Washington, right?
Yes.
Why would you do that if you Washington?
Why would? Because now you got a quarterback. You got Russell Wilson.
I know, but you want a long-term quarterback.
No. You still can pick a quarterback. They pick 13.
But you think – who you think they're going to pick? Who you think Washington going to pick, honestly?
Who I think they're going to pick?
At the second pick right now.
The second pick right now, I think they're going to take Daniels.
I agree. And I think they want that nigga. So what I'm saying is I don't think Russell – this is what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. I just don't think Russell Wilson is enough for them to move off of that second pick.
And my first round pick. I think it's 13 or 9 or 13.
So then you get a quarterback.
And you get a pick.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. You take the first round pick this year.
I see what you're saying.
And Russell wasn't for yours. And you can go get Penix or whoever left out there.
Yeah. They're going to get.
Or wait till next year.
To somebody else, yeah.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I guess that makes more sense. It's more enticing.
You got Kingsbury over there.
Yeah, it's more enticing that way.
Just saying.
And you don't know if whoever you pick on. Yeah, I get it. I guess
they're gonna play this year.
Yeah,
because they teach talking about Drake May. I don't see Drake May. And they talking about what's your boy from Michigan?
J.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy. I got him over Drake May. If I had to do it. Drake May, what's the boy came out of that last year that went to Washington? Who was the Washington quarterback last year?
Sam Howell.
Them the same dude to me.
Drake May and Sam Howell?
Yeah, same dude.
And I feel you. And the fact that you just picked the quarterback last year and you back there again.
Tennessee did the same thing.
But in Washington's defense, Magic's group is there and they're trying to get some shit shaking and moving. I think they're going to be all right.
I think so. If not, job dude for Chicago. You do it up the whole damn three. You do number one, ain't gonna do it. Cool. Go to number two. Who got number three? The Patriots. I give you Russell Wilson for your number three pick.
They might do it or they might not. It depends. And my pick.
You got a new Russell coach. Wilson, you got a brand new pick. Coach up there in Mayo who probably need a veteran quarterback.
And like you said, they can still pick a quarterback.
Still pick a quarterback.
To sit under Russell and to learn. That makes sense.
That's just my theory.
I just don't think that none of them, I think all, even though. Like you just said, Sam Howell was a rookie last year?
Yeah,
I don't know. That shit crazy. That's how you know.
New regime.
True. That's true. But damn, giving me a chance then.
Now, back to Justin Fields. Sixth round pick, the Bears had to let him go. I think he did ask where he wanted to go, and I think he said the Steelers.
Yeah. I think that, which is cool. It was three teams I think he wanted to play.
Now, all this talk. By these talking heads on TV talking about something, he might take Russell Wilson's spot. Stop. He already said Russell the starter. Even if Justin Fields show out, which I don't think he gonna show out that much, to overdo fucking Russell.
And if he do, then shit, he deserve to start. But
if he does,
I agree with you.
I'm thinking just more talk.
He should sit down and study. And because what the offensive coordinator for the former offensive coordinator for the Bears said was, he don't go through his progressions like he should. I'm talking about Justin Fields. He said he don't go through his progressions. And that's a problem if that's his cruise. He need to work on that shit.
He doesn't go through his progressions. That's because what he said. Because he don't have time to go through
progressions. And I was like, yo, but if you ain't got time, it's hard to go through right. Motherfuckers. They say he just gets run.
Secondly, because
that's probably because he got traumatic.
Because he know he can escape is why he does what he does. If he had to sit in there and be a slow man like Kirk Cousins, he would have to go through the progressions. But because he know he got scalability, is why he just take off and run like that.
I agree with that. And I think I agree with you both. You got to have time. And you probably traumatized from not having time. So you're like, I got
to
go.
It only take a couple times to get hit, bro.
But with that said, I agree with everything you said. With that said, he still need to work on
going
through that shit.
And I think over there, he'll have.
Under Russ, it can help him. Exactly. And he need to work on that. Like, that's the thing, main thing he should be working on. You already know you got the running skills and talent. You just got to work on
it. Put it together.
Yeah. Because I want him to see him win, even though he ain't come
this
to the
Raiders. This is my future freezing cold take. Call me out later if you want to. In a couple years, I don't know what year, Justin Fields going to be in for the, I'm about to say, Heisman Trophy. MVP.
Oh, you think so? In a few years?
Yes. Yes. With them cats?
I ain't mad at that. I hope it's true after after the white Brock Purdy get it. Babyface assassin.
That and still did something I don't know what people talking about.
What?
They got Patrick Queen, bro. From the Ravens. How you
How did you
flip that?
I think maybe I don't know why. I don't know how.
How did you flip that?
Was he a free agent?
No.
How'd they get him?
I don't know. Trade out of.
Maybe he
wasn't going to sign. I don't have the details
there. Yeah, I don't see.
But ain't nobody talking about that.
I'll have to see more on how they did that shit, but I agree with you.
They defense is already off the chain. Did you put a Patrick Queen on that motherfucker?
And you see that the Snead went to the.
Snead did get traded. Titans.
Titans. That's crazy. I think they could pay him.
They can pay him.
That's what happens when. I'm talking about the Chiefs.
No, they weren't going to pay him. They think, man, Nick, we're going to give you this much, but you go somewhere else, you got some more money.
That's what makes it hard to keep a team together. Niggas won't get paid.
Do you want to keep winning with less money
or get paid?
Or you just want to be on the field and get paid?
And,
he already to the point like, I got a ring already.
9 times out of 10, even when they don't got a ring, if they're young, they want to get more money.
I got a ring already. Let me go over here.
He was like, yeah, that's a fact. So that's what, but they signed Hollywood Brown, which was bad for the league. Now they got they got Rice coming. They got Kelce already. They got Hollywood Brown,
and they got some more money to get another receiver,
or they might get some linemen shit to help Pat because they might.
They got some linemen.
They did.
Yeah, and agency. They only picked up two dudes.
Oh, I didn't know that. So yeah. That's bad for the league because I think this past year was the best year to beat the Chiefs. If they Hollywood Brown make it different now, he could take the top off.
He basically Tyreek Hill again.
Exactly.
He basically Tyreek.
That's a problem. Though.
And if you think he ain't fast, he ain't Tyreek fast, but I guarantee he gonna be behind your ass.
And then that's gonna have to you gonna now. Kelce is 1-on-1. Rice fast. He 1-on-1. So now it's gonna and they still got Pacheco out the backfield. Yep.
I don't think people talking about. I mean, that's gonna be. You see a three-peat?
Man, it's possible. I can't even put nothing past the great Mix Hope. That's what I call him now. The great Mix Hope.
Mix Hope. Check this out.
I can't put nothing past that shit because that nigga. If they three-peat, then he just put him in GOAT. Move Tom Brady to the franchise over there.
Is in the conversation of GOAT. They gonna give Tom Brady gonna say he got more ring. I mean, you can't beat that.
But I argue against that, but he gonna say.
I mean, he got time to catch, but he's in the conversation.
Facts. If he three-peat,
he definitely in the conversation.
If he three-peat, I'm gonna give it to him because I think he's more talented.
I think a lot of people. I think he's more talented for sure. I mean, you can't take nothing away from the talent part, and that's why you know you get into it with cats about who the best quarterback,
right?
And they want to Tom Brady because he got the ring. Yeah. I mean, he the most decorated, but is he the best thrower of the football?
Oh, when you say best, I'm not saying Tom Brady. If you say greatest, because I think great is your career as a whole.
Tom Brady got
the greatest career. Patrick Mahomes is the best. Best quarterback
his
I've ever
timeline
seen.
Timeline ain't caught Tom Brady yet, but in that tall timeline of his career, short that shit is green.
Exactly.
Shit.
Crazy.
Green.
And the difference between Tom Brady's early and Patrick Mahomes' early is Patrick was the reason his team won these three Super Bowls.
Yes. Tom Brady had the receiver, but he had the defense to hold his back.
Defense.
People saying the same thing about Kansas City, too, though. The defense was there, but Patrick is the reason why they won.
The defense was definitely there, especially this year.
Shoot.
But Patrick still had to make plays to win that shit at the end.
And he did.
And he did. Like he fucking always do. He always, when he get the ball last, it's like, man.
You come up and he came back from behind.
Two times. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Two scores.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Do some push-ups every time you get mad, boy. You're going to be strong.
So, yeah, it could be a three-peat. And we never thought to say that about no team. Ever.
Because they all been getting knocked off. Speaking of that, I think they might get knocked off this year before the AFC Championship game.
You think so? Oh, yeah, because Baltimore. Hey.
I don't think it's going to be Baltimore.
Baltimore picked up that boy. What happened to they got that boy. They just got out-coached by the Chiefs to me.
Oh, yeah. Andy Reid probably the best coach in the league.
for sure.
Hands down.
For sure. All he needed was you need to get him some talent. He's like, he had Alex Smith balling. They just couldn't
Alex
can't
Smith.
Win with him,
bro.
I think if Baltimore run the ball, they got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Run the ball, and then in the playoffs, let Lamar run the ball. Don't let him let Derrick Henry run it in the regular season.
What if I'm putting it out there? What if you got a defense? I'm gonna say Pittsburgh that can stop that.
Pittsburgh, you think can stop?
What if you got a defense like Pittsburgh that can stop that? At least one game they play each other.
I think they first of all they play each other tough. So yeah, I think it can happen. But I think that with their receivers too. And again, Andrews back healthy. He wasn't.
Yep.
He wasn't really healthy. Andrews back with Derrick Henry with who was the young receiver? Zay Flowers was his name.
Yep.
Yeah, they got some weapons over there. I'm telling you, they might be a problem for Kansas City, bro.
They might.
I think that they're gonna always have tough games with Pittsburgh. And Joe Burrow gonna be back, so you can't count him out. And who's the other team? Cleveland. They got a hard division over there.
Them niggas ain't gonna do shit.
They got a hard division, yo.
I think
a hard division make you battle tested. That's what I think.
Right. I think to me, I'm gonna say this shit now. And I think they're gonna make some more moves. I think the Steelers gonna come out that shit.
Out the division?
Yep.
Number one seed in the division?
Yep.
It's a lot. I don't know. If I don't agree with that. I think it's gonna be Baltimore.
I like Baltimore. I just don't believe in that coach again.
You don't believe in Harbaugh?
I didn't. No. Not Harbaugh. The offense coordinator, Monken.
Oh.
I don't believe in him. Secondly, you let Patrick Queen go. You let go your best player. Shit.
I wonder why. We got to figure out more details on that.
This is some of the story. When they playing each other, he said it when he signed with him. He said when they were playing each other, Tom will always somebody, man, you ain't a Raven. You a Steeler. He said in like the last four games, he told him that.
that's some psychological shit.
You're not a Raven. You a Steeler by heart.
That's some pimp shit.
You just over there playing for them.
Girl, you want to give me that money? Go on out there.
Yeah, you know you want to. Come on, girl. Come on upstairs.
Tom did some Jedi mind tricks on him and worked. It worked.
Grown men.
That's crazy.
That's a coach right there.
To tell a motherfucker you ain't a Raven, you don't fit right over
you
there.
You ain't a Raven. They're just paying you good. That's what he said.
That's crazy. Well, it worked. Ravens, they probably like, man, we got Derrick Henry. I think Derrick Henry's a big
addition
to the Ravens, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just up to the coach to run the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they're going to run it. You need
it. I'm just saying, what if you get somebody that can stop it? That's all
like
I'm saying.
It's hard to stop him and Lamar.
I'm saying Pittsburgh.
To stop him and Lamar?
Nigga, you don't understand who they got on the team.
I know, but to stop him and Lamar is crazy, bro.
It's true. It is.
Because it's hard to stop. Derrick Henry already hard to stop. We've seen him in Tennessee. They knew that he was going to run.
That was in that division, bro.
They knew that he was going to run.
That was in that division. They ain't got nobody.
I feel what you said, but when whatever team played against him, they going to run the ball. They had the other quarterback that we don't even know, Tannehill.
Right. And you going to hold up.
And he still get 1,000, 1,500, 1,200 yards every time.
And for six games, you going against Jacksonville, the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And who the other one?
Hey, don't hate on Coach Zaire, nigga. Zaire down there in Franklin.
Okay, but he can't tackle Derrick Henry.
Yes, he can.
Well, once.
Shout out to Zaire.
Once. But I'm saying now, you just said the division, right? You're in the division with the Steelers, the Browns, who got a good defense.
Yeah, all of them.
And I don't know about the Patriots. Not the Patriots.
Bengals got the weakest defense.
Right, they got
but they not trash, though.
Right, but you got two of them that are top tier. Yeah, plus yours is, but you ain't winning against yours.
I agree, but that also helps when you're playing offense against defense. The young defense is like, okay, we gonna get this Pittsburgh look. This how they look,
right?
And then Derrick Henry and Lamar got to do their job. I just think I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just think it's a tall task to stop both of them.
Because Lamar
run is different because it ain't scheduled. Sometimes it's like I'm dropping back the pass, so now it's pass blocking. So now you don't even know where the fuck he at. But then he just take off, so it's different.
True, and I think one thing that's going to probably hurt them in the regular season for winning the division is him not trying to get Lamar hurt for running so much. That's what they did last year.
It worked.
Now, in the playoffs, run, motherfucker.
I agree.
There ain't no tomorrow.
And to me, you saying what they did worked because he didn't get hurt.
Right.
And then they got to the playoffs and try to make him Tom Brady or something.
Right. Try to beat him through the air. No, yeah, do what you do best.
That wasn't smart. This do or die. And it was the AFC Championship, right?
AFC Championship.
Yeah, yeah, that was crazy. That was the coaching bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm putting that on Harbaugh. You said the offensive coordinator, but Harbaugh's supposed to hey, listen, he's healthy. We kept him healthy to get to here. And I mean, get further than here.
You let him call the play because when you watch the play, they work. They work against other teams. They just didn't work against these guys.
I feel you, but I think you're right. So, because I don't like, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think when it's, now I'm saying the same shit you were saying. Fuck it. You're right.
Thank you, sir.
Do what got you there. Do what got you to where you was at.
Use it.
If you try to switch it in the middle, it might fuck up.
We got some signings in the league, y'all. Jerry Jeudy to the Browns, 3-year, $58 million extension.
Do you think he's good enough?
And they are arguing. People are arguing on Twitter about that.
We gonna see. He went to the Browns.
So, and they already extended him. Now he running a play yet.
Shit, they must like him then.
Right. So he must be showing out in practice zone. Mike Evans signed with the Jets.
They trying to get.
I mean, Mike Williams. Mike Williams signed with the Jets. Ooh wee.
Hey, the Jets out there trying to do something. I ain't mad at it. I like it.
They got a lot of linemen too.
And Breece Hall balled out last year. He's even better.
So we're going to see what they're going to be looking like.
Yeah.
Chase Young with the Saints. He got $13 million in a year.
Who with the Saints?
Chase Young. He just left y'all. Y'all didn't sign him back. What's up? The defensive end.
We didn't need that nigga. He didn't show up. None of our defenses really showed up.
Another Ohio State flunky.
A lot of our defenses didn't show up. Y'all niggas, fuck y'all. That's why we got a new coordinator, though.
But y'all signed Josh Dobbs as a quarterback backup, I guess.
Yeah, I like that.
He's better than Purdy, but 1 year, $2 million.
Nah, you're going far now.
We're going to see. We're going to find out.
Boy, that's that cowgirl hate. I heard it in your voice.
Josh Dobbs is not better than. Is
no.
He, you out your fucking mind. Just the fact that he can run.
Hey, y'all call in and tell us if.
Ain't no phone.
Josh. Boss lady, bring the phone.
Put it in the chat.
Y'all put it in the chat to see if Josh Dobbs is better than motherfucking the baby this face
all
assassin.
This is the Jimmy Garoppolo stat. Same thing. You got a team.
No, no, no. You would be right if it was Jimmy Garoppolo.
You just changed the name.
Now, if you watch.
You just changed the name.
No, if you watch the quarterback, you see, oh, he goes through his progressions fast, and he makes decisions fast, and he throws through the window. Jimmy G didn't do none of that shit.
We'll get back to that. Let me get these out first. KD passes Shaq, all-time scoring list.
What number is he?
Number 8.
You think he's going to get to the top 3?
Hell no.
How many more years do you think he got?
Good shooting the ball the way he's shooting?
High quality, yeah.
A good 3 with an Achilles already.
How old is he, 34, 35?
35.
35.
I'm going to say 3 shooting the way he's shooting. And that's pushing it.
Yeah.
So not counting this year, but I'm going to give him a good.
He might get
I'm going to give him a good might get 2.5, 3.
He might get to how many points. I'm going to have to look up how many points is from 8 to 5. And then
I didn't check 5. That.
But yeah.
But he passed to Shaq. Shaq gave him a shout out. Said he glad it's him, not no other scrub. Basically what he wanted to say.
What he's supposed to say, hey, you niggas don't belong. Some of you niggas get here don't belong here. That's fucked up, Shaq. But yeah, I feel you.
Steph Curry done made 300 threes again in the season, his 5th time.
300
threes, man.
God damn. Right. He's the man. Too bad Golden State need to trade Clay and Wiggins.
Victor Wembanyama. He's going to be probably the rookie of the year, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though the team trash is trash, they about to get another number one pick.
I mean, he got the money up, though. But
they about to get another number one pick.
But
about 2 number one picks.
He has more blocks and steals than any of the last 9 players in their defense player of the year winning season.
God damn.
And it's still like 12 games up. So check it out. Right now, this nigga got 290.
290 what? Blocks?
Blocks. He in front of everybody already, right?
That's crazy.
He in front of everybody already. No way, blocks are still put together. Blocks are still counted.
Okay.
Right. 290. Jaren Jackson had 254. He won last year.
So he should win Defensive Player of the Year, you're saying?
That's what they're saying. They're going to be the first one to win DP and a rookie. That's what they're saying. He's going to be the first.
He might be deserving, too.
Right. He got more blocks than everybody.
Yeah. That's crazy. He might deserve it because I can't think of no other defense. Who else you think is in the running?
They say Rudy Gobert.
Man, fuck out of here.
Right. They say Rudy Gobert and Jaren Jackson.
If y'all name Rudy.
Are the top three. And him.
You
are the top three.
Fucking
boy, no, Chet is up there. Man, we can talk about Chet.
Yeah, Chet is a baller.
I still don't think he should be up for it.
Up for what? Defensive player of the year?
Rookie of the year.
You goddamn right. He ain't a rookie.
Right. That's and people dumb, say he ain't played no games. I'm like, no, but you was in an NBA facility getting NBA money and getting NBA care.
NBA.
And he was overseas experience. Playing with a team. Right.
Exactly. All that shit. Film watching all that shit.
Same thing happened back when Mitchell and
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons did. Yeah, Ben Simmons was out right. for a year.
I was like, that's crazy. I don't like that.
He got all that NBA money and all the NBA care.
And experience.
And experience and coaching and film and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Mitchell was in Louisville busting ass.
Right, that's true. I ain't like it then. I like it now.
But
I think it's why.
He probably a shoe-in this year for that. For Rook.
And probably deep. If, I don't see how he ain't shooting for both.
Right.
For both B-O-F-F-E-N. Both of them.
That part.
But Jay Sarri is a motherfucker out there in San Antonio, too. They need to get some old players. I don't know what's going on. Pop, you might be too old. You might have to retire.
I don't think he's too old. He just ain't got the players yet.
He old, though.
He is. He's 70. Shit.
He might be 72.
And what else we got? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem said.
Sold all his championship rings and his MVP choke.
Kareem said, look, we don't give a fuck about these.
He sold four championship rings out of his six. He sold four. He sold three out of his six MVP trophies for $2.8 million to proceeds going to youth education program.
I like the sentiment. But why you didn't give the money to Dr. Umar Johnson?
Who?
Dr. Umar Johnson.
I actually think they got beef.
That's the problem. Just because you got beef with a nigga don't...
You don't get somebody the money you got beef with?
Yeah, because you gotta see further than your beef.
Squat the beef
he
first.
He doing something for...
Bow down first.
Listen, not he doing something for black kids.
I ain't saying he ain't.
That's what I'm saying. So fuck your beef. Nigga, that's... You old, you about to die.
Kareem is too. You fucking wrong as hell. Kareem is too.
I'm talking about Kareem. But he ain't doing it for... He don't know where that money going to go. You know what? You know what Brett Favre did with that money.
True.
So
they about to Brett Favre and he got your money.
Exactly. So you could have gave it to Umar.
He said when it comes to choosing between throwing a championship ring or a trophy in a room or providing kids with an opportunity to change their lives, the choice is pretty simple.
I agree with him. But nigga, give it to the black kids. The white kids already...
They going to steal it too, them parents. Somebody need to monitor this money going out.
Hey, one thing in America is for sure. Whenever somebody get a big... Whenever a group or somebody get a big lump sum of money, they stealing that shit. We didn't talk about the baseball player. What's the nigga name? The Asian one that is...
Ohtani.
Ohtani. His... Interpreter. Hold on. My boy brought up a good point. He was like, the interpreter came out and said this, this, and this, and then the lawyers got together, and the next day they said he's stealing. He's like, do you think Oshani knew? And then they trying to spin it, so he the scapegoat. I said, I never thought about it like that. You could be right. That's what they do. They spin shit to make it seem like you the bad guy when he was giving you the money to gamble. It's basically was gambling. And
but you the fall guy because I don't want you in trouble.
And my homeboys are like, Asians and gambling, you know that shit happens.
You the star. We can't let you take the fall.
Facts. That's what I think. Now that my homeboy gave me a different
perspective. But they say they looking more into it.
I know, but they finna look into it like, look, he's a big star. We can't fucking... That's like LeBron. If LeBron got a gambling scandal, they're going to put that shit on Maverick.
Maverick
did it.
Maverick ain't going to take that shit.
Maverick gonna take that shit.
Put it on one of them other lower caps.
Put it on a nigga that coached high school football, right. Basketball. As that nigga who coached. But the point is, it ain't gonna be on LeBron. And that's what I'm...
What
I'm saying about Oshani.
The fall guy.
It's gotta be a fall guy. They be like, look, we'll take care of you. They're gonna give you some community service, suspend your sins, and then I'll give you the money to gamble some more. But right. You ain't gonna be on my interpreter no more. Because you think he didn't know about us? And shaky. It's shaky. True. But we don't know. But that shit is fucked up. Hey, quit stealing. Brett Favre stealing. Ain't nobody say nothing.
He got to get that money back.
The Pentagon been stealing. They ain't passed the audit in 6 years. Billions of dollars missing. Nobody say nothing. The money to Ukraine went? Nobody say nothing. All the money be gone. All the big money be gone. But you can't. But you niggas don't want to pay the teachers. The teachers got to have signed petitions to strike. It's against the law for teachers to strike. Did y'all know that? That's crazy.
Did not know that.
If I was a teacher, I'd be like, fuck the law. We all struggling. Who gonna teach y'all kids?
It's kind of like, what's the point of being, I hate to say it like this, what's the point of being a teacher?
Exactly.
You ain't getting paid enough.
And you're
getting
treated right.
The kids is acting the fuck up.
The parents is trash. That's how you know, if the kids trash, the parents trash.
Super.
And then the administration trash. And then your pay is trash. Man, what the fuck? I'm surprised we even got teachers.
Get them in and get them out.
Shout out to the people that still teachers, because I wouldn't be one.
Shout out to the teachers.
Shout out to the teachers.
Like, I know everybody want to go to the military.
Shout out to the teachers.
We get it. Shout out to the vets.
Shit is fucked up. But, yeah, that shit is crazy. Kareem, give that shit to Umar. Fuck that.
Well, he got some more rings and stuff to give out.
Sell the other three.
He give a half of it away.
Well, sell the other half and give that to Umar. He needs some support.
He need to learn how to hold his tongue sometimes.
don't do that. That's taking away his masculinity.
Not that.
But, shout out to Kareem because he right. But we don't be knowing where they doing with that money, man.
That's the part I'm
That'd
talking
be the
about.
Problem. If you we knew that the money was going to the team, probably 5 years ago, be like, well, they don't know where 3/4 of the money went.
They able to pay their taxes because of you, Kareem.
Exactly. Shit's fucked
we
up.
We going to Mexico on you, Kareem. Appreciate ya.
They like, yeah, we got every bonuses for everybody. Kids get nothing. Kids like, what about us? Give them old books that we got for 10 years. Should be fucked up. But shout out to Kareem for his sentiment is right. I just don't know if you're giving it to the right people, what they going to do with it.
I agree, man. But I like it, though. We come to the end of this thing. We're going to trying to give out some fire bet. C4A in here, so I'm going to give out some.
You the fire bet king.
I like Carolina.
The motherfucking...
Ole Miss is going to be a good-ass game.
The motherfucking Tar Heels.
I like Iowa State.
What's a Tar Heel?
It's tar on the heel of your foot. Wash your damn feet, dirty foot-ass chicks.
They just came up with names.
Tennessee! I like Tennessee over Texas.
Tennessee over Texas.
Who we be talking about? Oakland? Oakland and NC State. You think Oakland can do it again?
Man, hell to the no.
Against NC State?
Yeah, I think they can, actually.
NC State 6.5. Take that plus 6.5.
Yeah, take that plus 6.5.
That might be. That's the only upset I probably see. Unless Watch. North Carolina fucking lay an egg.
It's possible.
But we'll see what's up.
We're going to see what happens.
But thank you for everybody for tuning in.
Hey, this is... for everybody who don't know, this is Kendrick Lamar dissing the shit out of Drake and Cole.
Oh, yeah. Play that. Hey, let's get it, bro. B.O.T., the money,
power, respect. The last one is better. Say, yes, a lot of goofies with a check. He said, y'all niggas goofies with a check.
Goofy ass nigga.
He said, goofies, nigga. He said, he choose violence. Time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but can not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. He said, y'all clicking up, but ain't not be legit. Or 40 water. I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had 2, got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe. If he walk around with that boss lady, keep the phone. They tried to call in, you tried to get a clone. I got on that cologne. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga Prince outlived Mike Jack. Ooh. Nigga bum. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. You gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga. Hey, that nigga said out for all your dogs. That's Drake out getting buried. That's a K with this 9. You gon' see the Pet Cemetery. Oh, them bars.
This is why you don't tell Kendrick not to take 5 years off. He come back, man.
Look, I had 2 kids. They fucking crying all the fucking time. My girl light skinned, so you know she fucking crazy. Now I'm about to go off on you light skinned niggas. They both light skinned.
You think I ain't hear y'all?
J. Cole and Drake light skinned. He said, I'm going off on them. They both got white mamas. Ha! And then Metro went crazy. Hey.
Metro, yeah, he did.
Metro went crazy on this shit. Check out Metro on this shit. He was the feature. He killed some. He killed hella beats. He mixed them at the end. And we out this bitch.
In real life.
Finna get some stitch.
In real life.
In fake life too. We like y'all on the internet lying through. You lying, boo.
I be liking your lying shit too.
Hey, to all the fellas, remember, even if she crying, she still fucking lying. Don't let the tears fool you. That's how they get us. They know.
I'm going to let you finish crying. I'm going to keep cussing you out.
And then I'm going to hold you accountable. Your tears try to make them unaccountable. Don't let them be unaccountable, fellas. Peace.
Hey, have a great motherfucking weekend.
We out. Shout out to Ghost and not the nigga from Power.
Shout out to Ghost. Hit me up.
We need a sponsor.